and rezoning at 1310 Henderson Highway under file DASZ44-2013 in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 7, a variance at 1310 Henderson Highway under file DAV155523 of 2013-D. Two people registered.
Maybe that's why you're not supposed to go through that way.
Good evening. If you can state your name and address for the record, please.
Robert Doolin, 26 Croson Bay, Winnipeg.
Okay. Good evening. If you want to go ahead and tell us about your application.
Pardon me?
If you want to go ahead and tell us about your application.
It's to construct a 5-unit condominium building at 1310, parking in the rear. I have a handout, site plan, elevations, and unit layouts. I've read planning's approval, and everything they've asked for is satisfactory.
So this is up against the church here, then, right?
It's beside a church.
It's in here. No.
And there's a back lane running behind the property of 1310, and the back lane is access to the church parking lot at the rear, so there's already traffic flow through the back lane to the church lot.
Is that back lane paved?
I've only been in there in the winter with snow, but I don't think so. I think it's graveled.
And the recommendation is to approve this?
Yes, it is. We brought the issue of the gravel back lane up with Public Works. We felt with the proposed 5 units that the applicant is proposing that that's not really enough to justify requiring them to pave the back lane. However, we did put a condition in the zoning agreement limiting the maximum number of units to 5. So if a proposal did come forward in the future for additional units, there would be a mechanism to trigger additional public works review. And then we could potentially require them to upgrade the back lane at that time.
Okay, we get so many complaints about unpaved back lanes and full range of municipal services, and here we are allowing increased density on a gravel back lane. It's kind of problematic for me here. Especially right off Henderson Highway, it's not like it's... And there's still certainly further opportunities to further densify some of the other single families' properties, including the one, I think, immediately to the south. Because there's another single family home there, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So there will be access to Henderson Highway as well, though, correct?
Sorry?
There would be access to Henderson Highway as well?
No, it fronts on Henderson. The access is through the back lane into the, and the parking, again, is at the rear, 10 units, 10 parking stalls.
Henderson, oh, I see here.
So the access will be the back lane.
Yeah. So I'm confused on this diagram then. How do you get into the site? This is Henderson Highway and this is the back lane. You've got 10 parking lot, 10 parking spots shown. How do you get onto the site?
Through the rear.
Is this not the rear here? Oh, so you're proposing to actually access it right off the back lane?
Yeah.
You can do that?
Church is here, and the church lot goes way back there, parking lot.
Well, the church lot will be over here.
Oh, parking.
So you pull in, like, off the lane.
Yeah, and there's one house on Henderson behind it, beside us on one side, then a side street, and then to the back lane, and then the church is on the other side.
And there's no indication where garbage bins and stuff would be?
I think it's mentioned in the approval.
This is where we're talking, right? So that is part of the zoning.
Where is the where are the garbage bins?
Garbage bins. There's no garbage bins
being shown on the site plan at this point. However, there's 5 feet of width on both sides. The parking spots could be shifted over to allow more room for that. So we're not really concerned at this point, but we're recommending plan approval just so we'll be able to see where exactly it's going. But it'll be able to be accommodated somewhere on the site.
Okay.
You know, worst case scenario too, they're already providing parking in excess of the zoning bylaw requirements. So if they use one parking space, it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
Vision on garbage. Is there going to be a bin in the back?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
What was the decision on garbage? Is it going to be one bin in the back?
Well, it'd have to be, I guess, either carts or a bin or something there. So they're between, okay, so the units are 33 feet in width, and they're set back 35 feet from Henderson Highway. Is that what I'm reading on this site plan here?
Set back 35 feet, yes.
And then there's 53 feet between the back wall of the property and the parking stalls?
Yes.
And the parking stalls, there's no garages, it's just all exterior?
Just exterior, yes.
I'm not going to prove anything with stucco. We need bricks and a lot more ornamentation than what's shown here. These look pretty lousy. Okay. Have you done any consultation with the neighbors on this particular property? It's been advertised.
There's only the house beside us that we were concerned with at 1294. We sent the owners are Vermette. I sent them a letter with a copy of what you have, letting them know what we're doing about 2 weeks ago.
First house on Irving that's going to have all sorts of people pulling in and pulling out of these parking stalls that are on the lane.
We haven't contacted the people behind the other side of the back lane.
Have you spoken to anybody at the church in regards to what you're proposing?
No.
Would you be amenable to doing a local improvement petition where you would have to support the local improvement to do a paved back lane in this section?
Petitioning the neighbors.
The one, I guess basically the one neighbor to the south requiring...
1294?
Yeah, to pay from the corner by the church, just basically the two properties, from the corner to Irving.
What, if the city requires paving, to ask them if they'd like to share in the paving costs?
Right.
If you require it. Well, yeah, if you require paving, certainly.
Now, if we impose a familiarity here, if we call for the local improvement, it requires how much support?
It runs parallel to Henderson
behind
the two homes, and then it heads straight towards the river.
Yeah.
We'd be paving a small portion of it and leaving the rest of the gravel?
That's correct. Just the north-south portion, not the portion that goes west towards the river. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No, hear none? Thank you. Josh Smith.
Just a couple questions.
Just get your name and address for the records.
Sorry, Josh Smith.
Yep.
346. It's Josh Smith, 346 Sutton Avenue. Just a question. It's hard to hear right
sure.
over there. What was the request for local improvement?
That a local improvement petition would be taken out and supported by the applicant.
Okay.
And I don't know, we might make that a requirement for this to proceed, just because I it doesn't seem proper to be doing a new development like this on a gravel back lane, especially with parking stalls that back out directly onto it.
Okay. With local improvement, for the fronting of the local improvement, it would just be up to our property, and then I guess that would be going south to 1294, right?
Right, just over the two properties to Irving.
So for a local improvement to pass, you need 60% of the frontage area, correct?
Well, that's, yes.
Then it's 50%. And if the a private individual does it, then they need 60%.
Doesn't it sound much?
50%.
So if we initiate the
if
local
initiate
improvement, do we know what the length of the two properties are?
I believe they're
it's
equal.
Pretty close to 50.
That makes a difference, though. Makes a difference if it is 50-50 or not.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the property that is on the other side of the lane, is that considered frontage since it's on the side of it? No.
It's considered flankage.
Okay.
They don't contribute towards the cost of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second question would be for garbage. It's not displayed on the site plan. Obviously, we'll accommodate what is requested. For Henderson, how is garbage pickup right now? Do the single-family dwellings, do they bring out bins into the front of the street? I don't know who this would be directed to.
They do have bins. I mean, we'd have to consult back with what would be required here. There'd have to be some type of enclosure and all that.
Okay. Because we'll put a big bin in the back, whatever accommodates.
Okay.
And, okay, that's about it. I can answer any other questions. You can see elevation is on the second page. On the third page, we already put up something very similar to this, as you can see in a picture,
mm-hmm.
off of Quail Ridge in St. James.
Oh, yeah.
They sold quick, and all the homeowners are very happy. And then on the very last page, for anyone concerned, is the layout, roughly, of each dwelling. And I can answer any questions in regards.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Could
I ask
him? Question? No, Councillor Wyatt. Councillor Wyatt has a question here.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but do we, in terms of Council's developed a new back lane program, and if it's initiated, though, I believe the requirement is for it to be initiated by the residents, is one of the requirements we made. And I guess in terms of the issue of the 50%, because we don't know what the 50%. So the program is a subsidy in terms of the back room, back lane work, and it potentially could be asphalt as well based on this new program, depending on the soil conditions here. So I guess what I'm saying is that there may be a way, I guess there's a bit of a carrot in terms of the other property owner, mm-hmm. and it might be in your interest to determine that first, and then and us to know exactly what the 50% is. If it is, do you represent 50% or more or less? If it's less, then that might have to be the option, but versus you having to pay for the entire back lane.
Okay, sorry.
Versus you having to pay for the entire back lane.
Well, and that's right. Obviously not what we want to do at this time, and we didn't see that coming. So for the interest of local improvement, yes, I'll pursue it, but I don't know at this moment if we have 50%, because if we're at 49, then, yeah, and then I have to ensure that the property next to us agrees with us to go forward with the local improvement, correct?
They're just barely over 50%. And for example, they have a width of 27.7 meters. The property to the south is 27.4 meters.
So with that being said, I can just apply for the local improvement through the city, and then it's automatically passed since we have over 50%, or how does that?
The enhanced program, I don't know when it starts.
Not the enhanced program, but the
new program. I don't know when it actually kicks in, if it already has or not. But it hasn't started, maybe January. If the city initiates it, then you are at 50% now.
Okay. But you're requesting us to initiate it.
But if you initiate it, you have the benefit of the enhanced program, the benefit potentially of being able to do it as asphalt instead of concrete. Mm-hmm. And then the potential of then the property owner to the south would be contributing, right? We'll be contributing either way, really. So it's just one way of, I guess, if I'm thinking of the property owner to the south, who's probably not here tonight.
No.
Having less of an impact, right, because of your development.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. That's the rationale.
And the request is for us to initiate.
Well, it would be to, if you were to secure the support of the property owner south, then we would know that you would have 60% or more, right? But that would have to be determined.
But so. the property owner to the south looks like has his garage actually accessing Irving Place as opposed to being a corner lot. It's on Irving, not on the lane.
And I'm pretty sure they don't even approach through the lane. It's through the side road or Jason Road to their property.
I guess it's a question of whether you want to be a good neighbor or not.
Okay, so if we have to construct this lane of asphalt and whatever base is required, then obviously all of the fees incurred with that as well for engineering and such requirements by the city is on our end as well, right? That would only make sense.
Sure. The city program, correct me if I'm wrong, the subsidy is, I think it's a, is it one for one? Is it 50%?
I'll have to check into that.
There's an amount the city contributes now. So actually, on a short term, there's a window here. And I think it's 5 years. Only so much funding per year has been set aside. And so it's first come, first serve, and think of this: you'd be building asphalt, building the entire length of asphalt. So your concrete, so it's less than concrete if you can do that. Even if you can't, the city is participating in that program. So, that would probably be the route to go. You'd have to determine whether you can secure the support of the property owner to the south, right?
Because we pay for the other side because it's flankage, is that correct?
We're automatically paying for the other side because it's flankage, no matter what way, which way you go here. But I'm just saying that with this program, which is coming forward, if it hasn't already, is subsidizing I think it's up to $1 million a year if the budget's approved coming up the capital this month, then you would actually be able to apply for that. So you would actually, at the end of the day, you and the property owner in the south would be having a partial, not even probably close to, especially if it's asphalt, less than half of what you would normally be paying, if you follow me.
No, so, I'm hearing you.
I'm sorry. But I mean, it's something that could be looked into if you want, if the chairman decided to lay it over, then you could get some research done.
Now, is it an option? Is it the approach being through the back lane? If we put it through the front and put the setbacks, would that change the scenario? Or no approaches you want off Henderson?
I don't know what Public Works would say in that regard. I mean, I think it's, if there was enough room on site that you'd turn around and go forwards onto Henderson, I mean, as opposed to backing on, we don't want anybody I don't think ideally backing onto the street, but we'll take some time and look at this, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you.
Anybody's name that's not been called to wishes to speak in support? Anybody's name that's not been called to wishes to speak in support? Anybody's name that's not been called to wishes to speak or register in opposition? In opposition? Anybody's name that's not been called to wishes to speak or register for information? For information? Hear none. Councillor White, if you want to take the chair.
Sure.
I'd like to move this matter over to the January 21st meeting of EKT.
Any instructions to the administration in terms of
with instructions to provide us with more information on the costs and the options for a local improvement to do it, as well as perhaps discussions with the applicant on configuring that back lane to look nice and how to configure garbage and recycling for a site of this size. I don't know how many bins they would need and what space that would require. If you could go back and work with the applicant on that at this time, just to make sure it's all feasible before we get into the site plan phases. So that's my motion.
Okay.